Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shu sponsor Lunishma Sami Yaakov Shalom Leam Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuftes. The Gemara in this Daf speaks about three different groups of people that don't have chelik lomabo. Starting with Dora Palogo. Then the Gemara goes on to speak in length about Anshei Zdoim and how bad were Anshei Zdoim. And then finally ending with Koirach. Koirach v'Adosoi. These are the three groups the Gemara speaks about. It's fascinating that Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Koyach brings that Dor HaPalogo, their Gilgul came to be Anshei Zdoim. And Anshei Zdoim came to be Adas Koyach. And it says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Mashal Ma Dover Doime, to talk about someone, a king, that he had a son who did something wrong. So in the beginning, he's Goyer Boy, he says, what are you doing? You did something wrong. He doesn't listen to him, he hits him. And the third time he says, okay, you could just get lost. So when the first time this generation came, which is Dor HaPalogo, Kishboch Yifitzom, then came Dor Shel Zdoim, Kishboch destroyed these cities, Mashra from the Rebbe Rechai, not all of them were killed, and then came Adas Koyach, and they were swallowed. What is the connection between these three groups of people? Why are they one connected to each other? What does Rebbe Rechai mean that they came here three times? So Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal used to explain a lot of times in the Shurim, in the Thursday night Shurim on Parshas Koyach as follows. We mentioned in the previous daf, the Dor HaPalogo, what is Dor HaPalogo? It's pretty clear. They felt that they have the ability to disconnect from above. They can build a migdol for Rishon HaShamayim. They're going to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to disconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to be on their own. They don't need anything from Hashem. Human beings are self-sufficient. That's Dor HaPalogo, that's clear. What about the Anshei Zdoim? It seems like from the Gemara, the Anshei Zdoim were a group of people that were not very normal. They were doing things which is beyond the understanding and the compassion that most human beings have. What's shot? Just were we talking a group of people that are just lost their mind? Avad, if the Torah discusses it and addresses it, that's not the shot. So Rav Moshe explained like this: Zdoim, Anshei Zdoim believed that this world is created by Midas Adin, as Rashi brings the beginning of Chumash. Midas Adin means that every person needs to earn his living. He needs to earn it on his own. He cannot have anyone else help him. Meaning Anshei Zdoim took Midas Adin to an extreme. Instead of taking Midas Adin the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it to be in the Bria, that a person needs to earn on his own, but there's still rachamim, and people help each other, and people rely on each other. And part of the Hashlam of the Bria is that each person earns his own, but together, as a full oilam together, that umal v'veloy from each other, as we brought in a different shir. Anshei Zdoim understood that each individual stands on his own and has no connection to anybody else. He needs to be completely self-sufficient on his own without any other person. And Yimele, there were misnagim that any person who tried to help somebody else was punished severely. Anytime there was a guest, they tortured him. Because that means you're not self-sufficient. You need our help. There's no tzedakah to anani. Nobody can rely on somebody else. Everybody has to be on his own. This may be also the remez that when a guest came, if he was too tall, they cut his feet. If he was too short, they stretched him. Because we want to show every person has to be the exact same format. He needs to be on his own. He can't be too tall or too short. He needs to be exactly what needs to survive and to have his own sufficiency to be able to live in this world. That's the problem. That's the issue with Anshei Zdoim. Rav Moshe Shapira used to mention that's the reason that when did Zdoim got destroyed? When the Psyra, the Yitzchak is born, came to the world. They came together. Because Yitzchak Avinu represents Midas Adin. But the Midas Adin in the right way. What's the Midas Adin of a tzaddik? He, as the Vilna Gaon says, he's a din to himself, but he's chesed to others. He's very, very careful on himself to do everything right, but for others he gives with no cheshbonus. A Rosh is the exact opposite. He does a din for others, he's always asking for others to do things in a correct way, but for himself, he gives himself leeway. When Yitzchak Avinu is announced he's going to be born, so then there's the gila of what really Midas Adin is supposed to be in the world, and Anshei Zdoim, that all based on Midas Adin, they are destroyed. And then we come to Adas Koyach. What is Adas Koyach? Adas Koyach are the ones that felt that Kol Ha'edo Kulam Gdoishu B'Soichem Hashem U'maduat Iznasu. We don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need a Rebbe. We have everything on our own. As we'll see in the next daf, as Gemara brings from the wife of Koyach that said, if I have Talish Shekulat Ches, I have a clothing which is all blue, doesn't need a Chut Shel Tcheles. What does it connect? What is the shaykhis to Korach? Because Korach said, if we call Aida Kulum Gdoshim, why do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are self-sufficient on our own. So said Rav Moshe, these three doiros are basically going with the same mahalach. Dor Palaga says, we're self-sufficient, Arini HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anchi's doim say, we're self-sufficient, we don't need each other. Each person stands on his own. And Korach says, we're self-sufficient, I don't need a Rebbe to come and connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are all misunderstanding what Tzuris Adam is all about. That Tzuris Adam connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Tzuris Adam connects to each other. That Tzuris Adam needs a leader to come and show him and guide him the way. They are the same mistake of the self-sufficiency of a human being. And you may have that's what Rabbeinu Chai says, that it came three times. The Palago came to Zdoim, came to Anshe Korach, and Anshe Korach were the ones who were swallowed to take away their mistake from the world. And we mark in this in the Sefer Mani and Cheskel and Sefer Bamidbar. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.